The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Sunday. Just a reminder, this program airs on several other stations, and if you happen to be calling in on Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at 347-850-1494, make sure you do two things. Make sure you unblock your number, which means you're going to dial *82 before you dial in, and make sure you dial number 1 once you are called in so that I can see you queued up to talk to me. Some of you just call in to listen, and that's fine. But if you actually want me to answer a question for you, press number 1 so I know that you're queued up to actually ask me a question. I am going to go right to the callers because I have a pretty full lineup here. So I'm going to go right to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
This is May.
Oh, hi, May. What's your question?
Okay. I have my house is not sold. And my listing is up in May, this month. Should I change agent? Is it been listed for 6 months? Have a lot of activities.
So here's the interesting thing. I wonder, I read something on Facebook where one of the real estate listings isn't listing properties for sale. So I'm wondering if your real estate agent isn't getting inquiries because a lot of the there's this one particular organization that advertises sites for sale, and if your home isn't priced at a certain level, they won't advertise you. So which I thought was kind of interesting. But it's saying June is the power month to sell your home according to your cards right now. So I actually think it's time to switch agents, that if you can legally or if your agreement is up at the end of May, I would switch agents because I don't think this person has done a good job for you.
Well, we have a lot of showing. It's a unique property.
Right.
And in a historic area. So, and it's on a higher price range. I know the market is hot.
Okay.
To be fair, she does a lot of, Mayor Blas, advertising on a lot of websites and social media. So,
here's the thing. Whether you change or not, what it's saying is that June is the power month for it to sell.
Okay.
So it does, and actually, it doesn't even matter if you change or not, but it might be that you put a little extra effort out there yourself. And start posting pictures of this home on things you wouldn't normally post it on. Like you could create a Twitter account for yourself and start posting it with hashtag Las Vegas, hashtag home for sale, unique property. You could actually start doing that with your agent's name. So what happens is that the more it's out there, the more it'll be found. But it does say that June's the power month for it to sell.
I hope so. It's been a very frustrating experience.
It's saying that it all it's saying here is that, and by the way, what's so funny is I can almost even give you a date. Because the way these cards are coming up, the date I'm getting is June 10th. So I don't know what day that, let me look. I have a calendar right here. June 10th falls on a Sunday. So it may be
right.
The person that looks at the house on June 10th might
mm-hmm.
be the one that ends up purchasing it. It also might be that you hold a very big open house on that day. But it's saying
okay.
That's a power day for you.
Okay. All right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hello, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena. What's your question?
My question is about love life. I kind of had a big heartbreak last year, and I'm still trying to get over it, and I want to know, what should I do to change it?
Okay, so you know that person wasn't the one, right? You know that in your heart of hearts, really. Because what I'm getting here is that I think the universe did you a big favor. Even if he was the one that broke up with you, what it's saying is that, or whatever way this relationship ended, the universe did you a favor.
Yes.
And as soon as you realize that this person was so unhealthy for you and you can't fix them, if you can just realize that, everything shifts for you.
Got it. Because I try to, make amends with him, but he kept pushing it away. And I think that's when I realized more and more that it was that.
Oh, okay, honey bunny, he's doing you a huge favor. Seriously, it's like I'm sitting here looking at your cards and saying to myself, oh, my God. And what's so funny is here you have this dude that really isn't healthy for you, and then you have another guy here that's got dark hair and dark eyes that's trying to get your attention, but you're so you've got blinders on for any new romance. Because you're still thinking that dude from before is your soulmate, and he's not.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so there's this new guy that I think you could have an incredible life with if you just paid attention to it. The thing is that, you know, so I'm not a therapist, you know, I'm not a doctor, but sometimes when I talk to people that find themselves attracted to someone that's not interested in them, it's more of a reflection on how you feel about yourself than how he feels about you. For example, I'm going to give you the perfect example. Let's say you were picking out a new puppy or a kitten, right?
Yeah.
Which puppy or kitten are you going to pick out? Are you going to pick out the one that snarls in the back and is really high maintenance to get to the point where you can even pet them? Or are you going to pick the one that comes readily to you and loves you just for you being you?
Yes, the second one, of course.
Exactly. So the first one, this guy that you had before, the universe was telling you what you don't want. It was showing you what you don't want. The puppy or the kitten that comes just running up to you and thinks you're the best thing since a can of tuna, that's the one you want. I'm serious. Because I'm sitting here looking at this going, you have love right here, and you keep pining over the guy that has no future, is unhealthy for you. He's pushing you away. And what it's saying is that all you think you deserve?
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Okay, so here's the thing. Today, when you get off the phone with me, I want you to write him a goodbye letter. You're not going to mail it, but you're going to write your ex-boyfriend a goodbye letter, and you're going to say everything in that letter. You're also going to highlight how he forgot things that were important to you and that he wasn't very active in the relationship and that you did all the work. And that on the best of days, he still wasn't ideal. You're going to write all about that. But at the last sentence in this letter, you're going to say, I release this relationship for the one that aligns more with my spiritual values and my ability to love. Then you're going to sign your name, you're going to crumple it up, you're going to burn it safely. Burn it. Okay?
Of course.
Because
yeah.
All I'm telling you here is that that dude is supposed to be in the past. And the fact that you've wasted a whole year with mental energy on him says to me that that's more of an issue about what you think you deserve, not about him.
No, that's true.
All right,
that's
my
true.
Friend. All right, gal pal. Go love okay. some more.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. See ya. All right. I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Oh, yeah. This is Ashiel. How are you?
Oh, hey, Ashiel. What's your question?
Also, a question about love. I'm ready to look for love again after some time off, so I'm just curious what's coming up.
So I have a question for you. What do you do
yeah.
for fun?
I like to go to the park, you know, just that be nature and enjoy the weather.
Okay, because the woman here that I'm seeing for you is athletic. So I asked that question because what I'm seeing here is that by you joining like a hiking group or a walking group or a bicycling group or a running group or something that's a group exercise thing of some sort, that's how you meet her. And by the way, she makes anybody else you've ever dated look like they're chopped liver. Seriously. Because you think that you've dated some really amazing people, but according to this woman coming into your life is going to be awesome for you in some way. So she either is the love of your life or she leads you to the love of your life, but this person is somebody that I just see you falling head over heels for. But it's in some sort of athletic thing. It could be that you take up indoor rock climbing and you meet her there. It could be that you decide to join a kickboxing group and you meet her there. But all I'm telling you is that it's saying that you meet her because she treats difficult things as though they're easy. And if nothing else, she's going to teach you that lesson. And that's why I love her for you. She's awesome. So love is right there for you, but it says you have to participate in the activities and notice when someone's trying to get your attention. Because I think like in a way like the last caller, you tend to find yourself attracted to the people that ignore you instead of the people that are trying to be interested in you.
Yeah, I used to, and I changed my ways, and that's why I took some time off. One thing you said in terms of what I do, I also work out, but I don't want somebody from the gym. That's where I used to have a lot of problems. So
okay,
I just hope
all I'm trying to tell you is that this one's different. So it
okay.
might not be someone at the gym class you go to. It might be at another thing that you do. It could be a hiking group that you join. All I'm telling you is that this woman is she's energetic, she's athletic. You might meet her doing a mutter race or one of those color runs or something like that. But it's saying that she gets your attention just because of her energy. And you look at her and go, oh, my gosh, this woman seems to have the world by the you-know-whats. And that's exactly the kind of woman you're supposed to be with.
Sounds good.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, guys, I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Okay, I'm going to go to area code 925. Hello, 925. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Teresa. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Teresa. What's your question?
I wanted to know, my daughter's going to have a hysterectomy next week, and she was just told that her job is going to end. So she's kind of in
panic.
Oh,
my God.
I know, because she needs time to heal. And
right.
She's afraid of not having income.
Wow. Well, okay. So the way the cards are coming up regarding your daughter, first of all, I think it's absolutely awful that that she has to have a hysterectomy in the first place.
Yeah.
That because it. This is just my opinion, and the way I'm coming up in the cards is there's such sadness surrounded that right now, and it's did she get a second opinion?
You know, it's a hereditary thing. It's something that my mother and my oldest sister had suffered from.
Wow. All right. Well, okay, so what it's saying there is the pain surrounding the actual surgery, the actual even anticipation of it. But what it's also saying here is that there's something about this time off that is necessary for her, not because of any medical healing so much, as this job really, in the bigger picture of it, wasn't the best fit for her. So what line of work is it?
She's administrative.
So here's what it's saying is that the new job is right around the corner after she heals, and that all she needs to do is say that she was on project work where she was and that the project ended. She ended up having a necessary surgery or taking some time off, and now she's ready to go back to work. It says that the next man she works for, is actually going to be one of the best bosses she ever has. And I'm almost wondering, really, seriously, I'm almost wondering if when she gets hired at the next job, that in addition to her being admin, that she might even actually get some paralegal training as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that she works at a law firm and then turns her admin experience into a paralegal experience. But
right.
it's literally saying that if these events hadn't happened, then she wouldn't have the opportunity to get into something that's a better fit for her. So even though all of this is hitting her upside the head right now, by her being disciplined and looking at as though this could be one of the best things that happens for her, because I do see her healing very quickly after the surgery, and I see her making sure that she takes care of herself because she's given this time off. But do I see her ultimately destitute and not being able to find a job? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, this would be the question I would ask her. Ask her if there was a client or somebody at another company that she interacted with regularly that might hire her. In other words, from this job now, there might have been a vendor or somebody else that she worked with that she got along really well with, and then she can call him and say, and it's a man, she can call him and say, hey, are you looking for someone in admin? Because when people meet her, your daughter, they like her. She's incredibly efficient, but she's got to heal, and maybe all of this happened so that she gives herself enough time to heal, because it says here that your daughter would shortchange her recovery to get back to work instead of the full time that she needs to recover. So so all this is going to turn out fine, and I actually would love to see her take at least 6 weeks to heal, and I would prefer 12.
She's hoping to do that, what she's wanting to do, because she had a surgery last year, and the doctor had her go back too soon, and she was in extreme pain. She couldn't sit. And so she told the doctor what she would like to do is take her time off and maybe even extend it, go on disability for a few more weeks to make sure that she's completely healed.
Well, 12 weeks would be ideal. 12.
That's so if the doctor will give it to her.
Well, here's the thing, is that it's not as though it's not as though that her situation right now, she has an immediate job to go back to. And shame on her employer, knowing that she needed to go through this, that they pulled this on her.
Right.
I mean, think about that. I mean, and the funny thing is that there could be a labor board issue if she really wants to push it, and she actually could get a pretty decent severance as a result of complaining about the fact that that she was a good employee. There were no complaints about her work, and she feels the only reason that she was let go was because this surgery was pending.
Well, it's funding. They let a lot of people go. It was funding, and they weren't going to refund her position.
Okay. Well, I'm still okay with that, because. But here's the thing: is that all she has to do is make it very clear to the doctor that she went back to work too soon and she was in a lot of pain. So she needs to tell him how much time she needs, and any reasonable doctor is going to sign off on that, because there's no skin off their nose to do it.
Right.
Just say, you know, I might be ready to go back to work in 8 weeks, but could you please give me 12 weeks?
Okay.
I need the 12 weeks.
Okay.
And as long as
I really get what you're saying. It really resonates with me, because you saying that, you know, she needed this time and that the job wouldn't open unless she had this time, because that just happened to me. And I landed in a job that I never thought I'd get. So grateful for.
Right. And see, you know, I read something, you know, on social media this morning that giving thanks and being grateful is actually, it's like giving a prayer to the universe of gratitude, humbleness, and alignment with spirit. And a lot of people don't get that it's like the more you can say thank you, even if it's a crappy situation, the better it is for you in the long run. So
I do it every morning.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing is that I give people this meditation, and I do it on days that I take a bath, you know, usually three days a week. And then I take a shower, I alternate. Well, when I'm in the bathtub, I'll actually lay in the water, and I will imagine that I'm breathing in the word love, and I'm breathing out the word fear. And I'm doing that for 5 seconds. So I breathe in the word love for 5 seconds. I breathe out the word fear for 5 seconds. I do that for a minute. And then I switch over to breathing in the word love for 5 seconds and breathing out the word love for 5 seconds. And it's very difficult, if you've ever tried it, to concentrate on doing that focused thing. It's just difficult. And a lot of people have a hard time focusing just on those words. But what happens is if you can get your mind to do that, it does feel like a fresh breath of air. It's like it feels as though love is filling you up. And so for you to do that every morning, Teresa, says to me that you're on the right track. But your daughter needed this time. And so the universe slapped her upside the head and said, I'm making you take this time.
Right.
So, but I think that she reaches out to, after after she, about a month after the surgery, and you want to tell her to write down the names of people she interacted with at this job that were vendors or other other companies that she interacted with. And then she just makes a phone call to them, and she says, hey, it's me. I just want to let you know that the funding ended for the project, and I'm available to do admin work, and I'm wondering if you have any openings.
Perfect.
Because it's not going to be through human resources she gets the job. Because, frankly, what I have found with a lot of human resources people is some of the most qualified candidates never get to the decision makers.
Right.
They never do.
Right.
And what
right.
happens is that you find yourself being filtered by someone that probably doesn't even understand the scope of what you do.
Right, yeah.
So for her to directly connect to the CEOs or to other people that she can say, hey, it's me, you know, by the way, the funding ended, and just wondering if you have any openings. And if they're interested, probably the first question out of their mouth is, well, what do you need to make? So
right.
she needs to have that figure, say, you know, $25, $30, $40 an hour, whatever it is, depending on, you know, what she actually needs to make. But if this one's an actual real job that doesn't rely on funding, oh, yay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 334 area code. Hello, 334. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Shakira.
Hi, Shakira. What's your question?
About love.
So I'm hearing the echo. Sweetheart, I'm hearing the echo. Do you have the computer on in the background there?
No, I don't, but can you hear me better now?
Yeah, yeah, that's way better. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'm drawing the cards about love. Hold on. So it seems like it's so funny because you got this guy in your cards that's a real jerk. That as long as you make it about him, he's fine. But as soon as you need anything, he's kind of a dick. And so what I'm getting here is that you have to watch out for – you seem to be attracted to the guys that are not very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want you to stop that. And it's saying that the way you end up meeting the man that you end up with is through your job. So what do you do for work?
I'm not working. I'm disabled, actually, but I was looking to find a part-time job. I was thinking about it.
Okay, because it's saying that the biggest benefit for you to go back to work is that you meet the dude. You meet the guy. What?
A nice guy, correct? Not like the mean guys you said.
Yeah, not the jerky guy from the, no, not like that. You know, someone like him. It's saying that through a job that has a lot of people at it, you meet a guy that actually ends up being a great partner for you. And I can tell you right now how to get a job part time right away, and that would be to call to see if there are any call centers in your city, because call centers hire people right away. They do. As long as you have a good attitude and you say, look, I'm willing to work 20 hours a week. I just need them to be consistent. And I don't care if I work Saturdays and Sundays. But you actually say that. And you'll probably get the job. But the neat thing about working in a call center is you work around a lot of people. And you're ready for the love relationship. You're also ready to go back to work. And I want you to go back to work. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
It's Scarlett.
Hi, Scarlett. What's your question?
Okay, so I am married, and I belittle my husband a lot. I'm not going to lie. I did a lot of things in my marriage that was that I really demolished him as a man. I would call him the most hateful things and everything, like he was gay, that he was this, and I always never checked on him, and he gave everything to me. He's a very good man. And in October 31st of 2017, he said, you know what, I'm done. And I told him, fine, that's fine. I was going to let him walk away. But then I felt that he was leaving me for another girl that I think is his coworker. And I think they have something. And now he just left to New Orleans, and he told me that he was going to go work on himself to see if he wants to come back to me or to see what's going to happen in our marriage. I want to know if he's the man of my life, and I need to calm down and just let him be instead of me investigating things and whatnot.
Okay, so your guy is coming up as a good guy. And what it's saying is the reason that you behaved the way you did is because you're afraid.
Yeah.
And the thing is this gives you an opportunity over the next few weeks to heal yourself and get to the point of being able to authentically apologize to him. It also says here that there's help available to you if you just reach out for it. So it could be that you reach out to Help of Southern Nevada, or you reach out to some of the other services here that can help you transition through what you're going through right now. Because it's saying it's saying here that he's literally waiting for you to come to your senses. And that yes, you do owe him an apology. And do I see him having an affair with someone else? This does not say he is. What it's saying is that he might have been tempted by somebody else, which is part of the reason why he's taking a break from you. But I don't see that this is a bad man at all. I actually think that the reason you kept pushing him away is that you were afraid to let your heart go and actually really claim him as your guy. So, yeah, I am putting this on you, gal pal, because what it's saying is that it took this pain to get you to this truth. So if that's the case, it in the long run, it's a blessing. But it may take a couple of 3 months for you guys to actually be talking again. And that's part of the reason I'm asking you to reach out and get the help that you need to have in order for you to not operate out of fear and judgment and jealousy, and instead operate out of the fact that this is a good guy. So, yeah.
So if I'm,
you.
I already,
you're a good guy.
I already went to check out. I already went to go get fine therapy. I start Monday. But my question, Mona, is Scarlett, like, I want that Lucy Ricardo relationship. I already have a son with him. Do you see this guy to be my soulmate? Or like he even said on the last text, you're my soulmate. You're my twin flame. I love you and I'm in love with you, but I'm scared of you. Is he the man of my life? If not, I'll get my therapy and let him go because I don't want to continue hurting him.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is this is saying you will regret it if you do not try and make this work. It's exactly what it's saying in your cards, that you need to be all in. Because if you're not all in, the next guy you attract, you're going to pull the same crap with.
Wow.
And I think this one's a keeper. So I would go to
now,
therapy,
Mona,
and say,
I have a question really quick. And this is, and then we'll let go. I feel that I'm pregnant and I'm supposed to have another kid with him. Do you see me pregnant in presence now?
Okay, what it's saying is that there's a little boy that wants you to be his mom, and I'm not sure if it's your current little boy or if it's a new little
yes,
boy.
Yes, because, yes, I checked out of being a mother.
Okay, so
yes.
I'm just telling you, I'm telling you that I would go to therapy and tell your therapist, what can I do to make amends with my husband because I've really screwed up? And that it all boils down to you being afraid, and if you can heal that, you can have your man back. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, love.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 484 area code. Hello, 484. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Tonette.
Hi, Tonette. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Well, you know, I'm very intuitive. Like, I just get told, like, I knew I was going to be next in line. It just told me I'm going to be next, and, of course, you took me. So my question, okay, yesterday I was at Walmart. All of a sudden, out of the blue, I'm shopping for just regular stuff. I'd be led to the key department to get another house key made, and it was Betty Boop, which is Desiree's favorite. I know we're not talking for 4 weeks. We had a blowout, but why did I be led to get the house key made, and it's Betty Boop, it's her favorite key? Is she coming? What's going on?
It's still saying that that is still in the healing process, but she is coming towards you. The thing is, Tonette, is I don't want you to lay down and make it all about her again. There's got to be, you got to have a bit of a backbone here that there are rules when she decides to come back, that you can't let her walk all over you again.
Okay.
So what it's saying is there's something about a transition that happens over the next 11 weeks. So that probably takes us to July, maybe the end of July. But what it's saying here is that when this does happen, and it's saying that it does happen, you've got to look at this as though there are going to be ground rules. Because I just don't want your heart to be yo-yoed again.
Right.
It's like I get the Lucy Charlie Brown football thing with her.
Right.
That she keeps setting up the football for you, you go to kick it and she pulls it away.
Right.
And so there has to be a commitment that's beyond just you helping her again.
Mhm. Right.
You see?
Well, that's why and I understand that, and that's why I'm calling, because I physically was led to get this house key made. So I don't know if when I see her next, I give her a key. I don't know if she's moving in soon and I need the key to give to her right away. I don't know, Mona.
Yeah, and what I'm getting is that I feel like she's going to show up needing you. And
right.
Instead of necessarily wanting you. And
right,
that's
and
the thing that you're going to have to point out, seriously. Because it's just saying you're done being used is what I'm getting here.
Right, right. Yeah,
so,
I am.
But I would not give her a key to the house the first second she shows up at your door.
Okay.
All right, gal pal.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. See ya. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 412 area code. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Keisha. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Keisha. What's your question?
I wanted to know what the major want from me.
What does who? What?
Major. His name is Major.
Okay, got it. What does Major want? Let's see. Well, it's saying that you have an opportunity to get to a really honest place with him, and that you can't use the past as to how it's going to happen moving forward. The way he's coming up is that there's some weird guilt here, and I don't know if the guilt's on your part or his part, but it's as if he wants to air out the laundry and get you guys to a really honest place. Because the way he's coming up in your cards is though you are a soulmate with him.
Okay.
That's how it's coming up. So well, here's what it's saying is if nothing else, let him do the karmic right thing and listen for the apology. Or ask for the apology. Because there's something that has led the two of you astray, and I think it's his guilt. And that it's time for you to let him talk about that. Because it's like the big pink elephant sitting in the middle of the living room. That's what it's saying that you're going to address, is the big pink elephant in the living room.
Mm.
And it's about time. So he's not coming up as a bad person here, Keisha. He's coming up as somebody that's trying to make amends with you.
When he does, he starts. I don't know if that's his way of, like, it's almost like a fatherly feeling. Like you feel like you're almost in trouble or something. I don't know.
Okay.
You know,
he's just got this very high idea of what a relationship looks like. And so you can say, you know, I don't want you treating me like you're my dad. You can say it. This is not only about him being honest with you. It's about you being honest with him. So if he's reaching out to you, obviously there's something about you that's absolutely unforgettable, or he wouldn't be reaching out to you. And you have to operate from that vibration, that it's coming from an incredibly authentic place, and see what he has to say. That's what I would do. Because if nothing else, it's a karmic connection that has been long overdue to happen. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the... Well, I'll come back in a second. Need to get a drink of water. I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Okay, so if you are on hold and you would like me to take your call, make sure you dial number 1 so I know you're queued up. I'm going to go to area code 360. Hello, 360. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What's your question?
Well, I just wondered if I'm going to be getting back together with my ex-husband or I should just move on. In my thoughts, in my heart.
My immediate reaction is getting back together with your ex-husband might not actually mean marriage.
Right. Yeah.
It's what it's saying here is that it's about him proving to you that that he's really authentically ready to be in a relationship with you. Because there's a little bit of there's a little bit of fear here on your part, which is totally appropriate. There's the reason he's attracted back to you is that his life felt like it was in order when you were around. You see what I mean? It just felt normal. And so what I'm getting here is that it's just time for you to look at it like, what's in it for you? You see? What's in it for you? Because all I keep getting here is that this is about you receiving your blessings. This is about what he can do for you. This is, you're still kind of struggling with the fact that the two of you broke up in the first place. So so what I would do is I would have the what's in it for me vibe. I don't care if you sleep with him. I don't care if you date him. But I wouldn't necessarily go into moving in together anytime soon, and I would have the what's in it for me kind of attitude. See if you guys get along. See if it's worth it for you to rehook up with him. Make it about you for a change, not about him, because you spent the whole marriage making sure everything was okay for him, and he didn't do a whole lot of that back for you.
Mm-hmm.
So So you can blame it on me. Say, I called this psychic on the radio about this relationship, and she said, well, what's in it for me? Seriously, you say to him, what's in it for me? Why should I take you back? You know, and say it with a smile. Why should I take you back? What's in it for me? You know, and you can say, you know, I still have some resentment over the fact that I was there for you for blah, 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 and through this and that, blah, blah, blah. And when I needed you for this one thing, which, by the way, this is true, when I needed you for this one thing, you deserted me. And so I'm a little gun shy. So, yeah, we can date. We can go to the movies. We can do a buy one, get one free coupon for dinner. I'm okay with that. But I'm not going to go from not being in your life to totally being in your life again. You're going to have to court me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you say to him. And in the meantime, keep your options open, because it could be that he's acting as a catalyst for you to attract a different love. Because what I have found is that when you have other people interested in you, it seems like the universe starts sending you lots of choices. So you can date him. I don't even care if you sleep with him. I just want you to make sure this is a little bit more of what's in it for you, and that he's the one that does the planning for the dates. You don't do it anymore. You're not going to be his social calendar.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? But it's
saying
he's not a bad dude, and he does realize that he screwed up. So why not?
Okay.
But don't be giving him a key to the house.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 414 area code. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hi, Felicia, I talked to you about 2 or 3 Sundays ago. How are you?
Oh, well, welcome back.
I was calling to let you know, first I was going to ask you a question as well, but I did get the job. You told me to email you,
yay,
but I couldn't find
I'm
it.
I'm so happy.
So,
did you already start?
I started on the 16th of this month.
Oh, yay, you. That's awesome.
Yes, and it's a great day. I know it is. And the question is, I did not, we're still looking for a place to live, but I'm just trying to see, do you see it doing anything this month, or would it, how soon we have to fire out with that from purchasing or renting a home?
Okay, so it's saying here the longer you can wait, the better the living situation. So if you're staying with family right now and they're letting you stay there and you can save up money, I'm totally okay with that. Because what it's actually saying is that if you can stay where you are for as long as even 6 months and say that you're looking to move out in November, then you have a better chance of finding living space that's probably really good and connected with the job in some way. But I would do it under the idea of you really want to save money, and that what you do is you become the queen of frugal over the next 6 months, that you find the most inexpensive way to do what you need to do, and that you make it a game, you make it fun. Like there was a guy, I'm just going to give you this example because I remember reading this story on the news, that there was a guy that graduated from college and he owed like $25,000 in student loans, which is actually relatively cheap when you think about student loans in general.
Yeah.
But he owed like $25,000 because he was working while he was going to school, so he was trying to pay as he went. Well, what happened was is he started camping out in the parking lot of where he worked and was living out of his car. And what he did is because his new job had a gym and a shower facility, he was using his job as his mailing address. No, I think he got a UPS store as his mailing address. So he got a UPS store for his mailing address. He used his job for the record address of record connected with the UPS store. And then he actually lived out of his car.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
in
6 months, he paid off his student loans. And then he had enough money to go put down payment on an apartment and all that other stuff. But the thing is that he was the king of frugal, and I have to tell you, kudos to his employer for allowing him to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of them wouldn't, you know. But he's like, I have no problem being the king of frugal. You know, if you guys don't mind, we'll just do it really discreetly, you know. And then he didn't actually say anything about it till after he was done doing this. And and think about it. It's kind of brilliant.
It is. So, well, what we're saying right now, we're paying low rent. So I think we'll just stay here. It's just not roomy. That's all.
Yeah, then wherever you are right now, I would stay wherever you are. It's saying November is a better time to move. And the reason for that is that you get past your probation period where you are. You really align yourself with the job. And then in 6 months, you know you like it. And then you can move closer to work. So now you don't have the expense of transportation so much.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. And congratulations on the job.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 207 area code. Hello, 207. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Oh, hi, Nicole. What's your question?
Oh, so happy you answered. My daughter is in Premier Soccer, and we're trying to decide if what's better for her to switch to a new club or stick with the club that we have. But she hasn't had the best luck with these guys.
Okay, so here's, by the way, just FYI, the reason I didn't take your call till now is that you hadn't pressed 1 to queue up to be in my my answering queue. So I ended up just go ahead and taking it on the shot that you actually did want to ask me a question. Here's your daughter. That's okay. No, it all worked. Because here's the thing with your daughter. How old is she? Okay. I think this kid would be amazing in track and field when she gets to junior high school. I actually think that she's an incredibly fast runner. And I actually think that this kid could be that fast that could actually be in the Olympics.
Oh.
So I'm switching tracks on you, pardon the pun, it doesn't matter what soccer club she's in. It's more about her just doing her best wherever she happens to be. But that could she get on to some local running team for kids? And I'm especially getting junior high and high school with her. So she's a couple years away from junior high. But I think that where she's going to get her college scholarships and where she's going to actually excel is track and field, because there's this wonderfully natural competitive streak to her. And she's very graceful. Now,
she's
I don't mean
smiling.
Yeah, I don't get graceful in the ballet sort of way. I get graceful in the running sort of way. This could be the kid that breaks.
Like to take off.
Yeah, she's like a gazelle. So this is the kid that could break the 100-yard dash record. What I'm getting is that she needs to be in a sport where her individual performance is as important as the team performance. So I could actually see her doing one of those relay races where they pass the baton. I can see her doing. I can see her doing hurdles, but I see most importantly her doing very fast races, and she could even become one heck of a distance runner. So the thing with the soccer, just let her be part of the team and make friends, and not take that so seriously. What I want her to take seriously is how fast she is as a runner.
Okay.
So I totally switched the answer on you, because the most important thing you were supposed to know about was the fact that this is the kid that can get the scholarship for being an athlete. And then one more thing I want to tell you about her, because this is about her. When she focuses on one thing at a time, she's brilliant. This is not a kid that can multitask. Okay? So one of the things that I think she will ultimately be, so I'd like to see her get a degree in law, because I think she'd be a kick-ass sports agent for women athletes.
Oh, that's excellent.
So here's the thing is that people have had a tendency to underestimate your daughter. She's incredibly bright when she focuses, okay? And tell her one more thing for me, okay? Just one more thing, is that she doesn't meet the man of her dreams till she goes to law school.
Hey, there you go. 20 or 30.
So this is not the kid that's going to pussyfoot around with boys at a young age.
All
it's
right.
not that she's not interested in them. It's just that she gets very serious because her potential is so huge. I mean, seriously, this is the kid that could break the record on the 100-yard dash.
Awesome.
And someday you're going to call me and tell me that.
I will, yes. Thank you so much for answering our
call. All right,
call.
Nicole. Thanks for the call.
Have
See you later.
Yeah,
you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. All right, you guys, I'll be back live next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And blessings to you all.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.